IBM's Watson didn't just win at Jeopardy, it demolished human champions, processing complex wordplay and accessing vast knowledge without breaking a sweat. But here's the unsettling part. This wasn't just a game show stunt. It was a preview of an economy that increasingly provides what people want using more machines and fewer people. Yet here's the paradox that changes everything. Just as computers master tasks we thought uniquely human, our most deeply human capabilities, empathy, collaboration, storytelling, are becoming our most valuable economic assets. The question isn't whether machines will take our jobs, it's whether we'll reclaim the human skills we've been letting atrophy. Technology now threatens white-collar jobs as severely as blue-collar ones. E-discovery software reads millions of legal documents without fatigue, slashing costs by 98%. Narrative science writes news articles for Forbes. Google's self-driving cars target truck driving, America's most common male occupation. Robots like Baxter learn tasks by having their arms move through motions once. Unlike previous innovations that complemented human labor, today's technology replaces us entirely. Employment recovery takes longer after each recession. The 2008 downturn required over 6 years to restore pre-recession job levels. A 2014 Pew survey found half of technology experts believe machines now displace more jobs than they create. Even college degrees no longer guarantee success. Harvard economists who spent careers proving education drives prosperity now admit their recipe may be broken. Consider lawyers. Unless they leverage interpersonal abilities to calm clients and form emotional bonds, they face what one Northwestern professor calls a bleak future. The differentiator isn't what you know, it's how you connect. We are social creatures down to our neural wiring. Natural selection made group living essential for survival. Our remarkable intelligence evolved not for calculus, but for navigating complex social interaction, understanding how your actions affect others, anticipating responses, reading shifting social signals. Your brain is fundamentally a social organ. This reveals why asking, "What can computers never do?" is the wrong question. Early researchers dismissed computer translation as impossible. Now Google translates for free, and Skype does it in real time. The right question is, what activities will humans insist be performed by other humans? We'll demand human involvement in roles requiring accountability. Judges, CEOs, government leaders. We'll want humans solving problems where goals keep shifting and group interaction is essential. And we'll insist on human connection in deeply personal interactions, receiving medical diagnoses, negotiating agreements, understanding our fears. These changes are already reshaping employment. Between 2001 and 2009, transaction and production jobs decreased by millions, while human interaction jobs increased by 4.8 million. McKinsey found employers now prioritize relationship building, teaming, and cultural sensitivity over traditional business acumen. Even the military discovered this in Iraq and Afghanistan. Superior technology wasn't enough. Individual social interactions between U.S. forces and local civilians proved critical to mission success. Interpersonal abilities are declining just as they become crucial. 51 sixth graders attended a screen-free camp for 5 days. Their ability to recognize nonverbal emotional cues improved dramatically, revealing how daily screen time erodes this essential skill. Empathy means discerning what others think and feel and responding appropriately. Thousands of high-paying jobs explicitly require it. Oracle executives call it the critical 21st century skill. The evidence is compelling. Patients with highly empathetic doctors show better health outcomes, improved blood sugar control, fewer complications, greater adherence to medical instructions. We're hardwired for empathy. Newborns cry when hearing other newborns cry, but not when hearing older babies or themselves. Yet empathy is plummeting, especially since 2000. College students' empathy is declining while narcissism rises. Today, 81% of young adults prioritize getting rich. Only 30% prioritize helping others. Technology plays a major role. Social media and texting eliminate facial expressions, body language, and voices essential for empathetic connection. Heavy screen users show poorer grades, worse relationships, and higher unhappiness. Despite unlimited computing power, the most important advances now come from clearly defined teams. A study of 20 million research papers across 252 fields over 50 years showed teams producing more research in nearly all fields, with their work cited more frequently. Yet average IQ barely predicts group effectiveness, neither does the smartest member's IQ. What matters is social sensitivity, reading emotions from photos of eyes, and conversational turn-taking. Groups dominated by a few talkers perform worse than those with equal participation. Using sociometric badges, measuring tone, body positioning, and gesturing, MIT researchers found effective teams share three patterns. Members generate numerous ideas in brief contributions. They engage in constant alternating between advancing and responding, and everyone contributes roughly equally. Even small increases in human interaction dramatically improve performance. When MIT gave 20-person teams at a Bank of America call center simultaneous coffee breaks instead of staggered ones, increased interaction boosted engagement so much, the bank estimated $15 million in annual savings. Digital communication falls dramatically short. Researchers could predict group performance entirely from unspoken social signals without hearing content. When two people talk face-to-face, the same brain regions light up simultaneously. We literally get in sync. This synchronization disappears in digital interactions. Stories trump facts, yet organizations miss this constantly. Stephen Denning at the World Bank discovered storytelling requires human presence. Written stories and videos fell flat. Face-to-face delivery lets listeners judge authenticity in a tenth of a second, creating a two-way relationship where the teller adjusts to audience reactions. We're hardwired to see stories everywhere. Bloomberg once wrote contradictory headlines attributing opposite market movements to Saddam Hussein's capture, revealing our compulsion to create narratives from any event. During in-person storytelling, speaker and listener brains literally synchronize. Princeton researchers discovered widespread neural coupling, where identical brain regions activate in both parties, particularly areas processing empathy. The most effective stories trigger oxytocin, the moral molecule, making us more empathetic and trustworthy. The proven structure: an ordinary person faces disruption, enters conflict, things worsen, then finds inner resources to prevail and emerge transformed. Stories are so powerful that DARPA established its Narrative Networks program to study how narratives motivate behavior by affecting hormones and emotion-cognition interaction. Today's economic transformation is historically sudden. Unlike past transitions spanning generations, this shift toward valuing empathy, collaboration, and relationship building is happening at unprecedented speed. The economy increasingly rewards not what people know, but what they're like. Top institutions recognize this shift. Business schools like Stanford and Harvard reformed curricula toward experiential learning through team simulations. The military revolutionized training after Vietnam with Top Gun, built on brutal honesty through after-action reviews where rank was suspended. Units trained this way improved winning odds by factors of 5 to 30. When America invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, training transformed to counter-insurgency operations, where success hinged on reading cultural cues and building relationships. Women hold natural advantages here. From birth, girls prefer faces while boys prefer mechanical mobiles. Women excel at reading nonverbal cues and value reciprocal relationships. Brain imaging shows they simultaneously attend to many things, while men focus more narrowly, valuable when disruption comes from unexpected directions. Everyone can improve interpersonal skills, but the window is closing. Organizations no longer accommodate the socially inept as technology overtakes middle-class jobs. This isn't worrying. It's cause for celebration. After 10 generations learning to do machine work better than machines, that era is ending. By staking our futures on empathy, collaboration, creativity, and storytelling, we can create better lives.